Hello and welcome back to Sass Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 240, and it's our 5-year podcast anniversary, which is crazy. Almost half the time I've known you, we've been podcasting.
Yeah, quite the team. Yes. The podcasting team.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's see, how is your week, Brian?
It's been pretty good.
The
weather has been good. We'll get into that a little bit. You know, the NBA playoffs has been going on. I've been enjoying that. The Lakers are still around, advancing to the next round, but we're not going to go into that too in depth.
Mm-hmm.
The Kraken, we watched the Kraken play.
It was actually kind of close at the end.
It was close.
So it was 2-0 with 17 seconds left, and then they scored it when there were 17 seconds left. So I was like, can they score? I don't really know hockey that well. Can you score again? Play fairly easily in 17 seconds, and
turns out they couldn't.
No, unfortunately, but so, you know, yeah. Pretty good that they had a good run for their second season ever.
Right, second season ever, and they won a series in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. So I'll count that success.
Also, this weekend we went golfing.
Mm-hmm.
It was par 3, but you know, didn't get 3 on any of them, but it was very fun. We actually tied, which Brian's very happy about.
Yeah, because you had golfing experience in high school, right?
Yeah, and middle school.
Yeah. So you're basically like.
Then I mean, I do it the same amount that you do.
You have so much of a leg up on me, Mary.
Yeah,
you practice when you're a kid, and you know once.
Well, I just try to help you out sometimes because sometimes you're just like, especially with putting, you just have your feet like together, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you're not. You need to. Put the shoulder width.
Well, I'm not doing a split.
No, I'm not asking that. Shoulder width, that's not a split.
Okay.
But yeah, also we went to see our house this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see the outside. I think they mentioned it last week, but we have a driveway and they have painted the inside with at least one layer of paint. And by next week we should have cabinets and at least some trim. And so, yeah. So we can't go inside of our house unless we like make an appointment ahead of time. So we just walked around the back on this like path that's behind it. And, right now there's not a fence and like grass or anything. It's just like dirt with some rocks and then the grass that won't be part of our yard.
Right.
And, Brian's like, let's move the rocks out farther so we can get a bigger backyard. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that they're going to just follow the rocks.
You never know. You never know. Like, they might see the rock line extended, and they're like, well, we got to build a fence around the rock line. So, somehow we didn't order enough fence material. We better order more for these people.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't delay, you know, closing day. But yeah.
You know what? They can delay it a week if they want a bigger fence.
No. That was just funny. I was like, I don't think that's how it works. Yeah. Also, went to Coulon Park, which was fun. It was just such a nice weekend, honestly,
because mm-hmm.
the weather was pretty hot. Definitely the hottest it's been so far this year.
Right.
And we went to IKEA as well. So that was fun. Then on Monday, you know, beautiful, beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. So we're both working. Brian's in the office. I'm at home. And I go and check the weather app
right.
on my phone. And I'm like, that's weird. It says there's going to be a flash flood and thunderstorm starting at, like, 4 p.m. And I just, like, take a screenshot and I send it to Brian, like, not thinking anything of it, really. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Cut to, like, 2 hours later, Brian texts me, I'm coming home. I'm like, oh, why? I want to beat the flash floods. I'm like, again, people, it's, like, 85 degrees out. There's not a cloud in the sky. Like, I understand the weather can change. But like
I believed in the weather app, Mary.
I know,
like,
but I'm like
I thought the like clouds are gonna come like magically appear and it's gonna be like, you know, terrible rain and you know it's a health hazard. So
I'm like, oh, did you like, is your office like shutting down or something? He's like, no, I just had a team meeting and I brought it up and I decided, my boss said I could go home early and keep working from home. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, did anyone else from your office go home to beat the flash floods? And Brian's like, I don't know, I was the first person out of there.
Yeah, so fast.
Brian did not want to be caught without a rain jacket.
Yeah, you know, for like 99% of this year, I've gone to work with some sort of jacket. Just the last week or so, it's been really nice out. And I felt bare with just my button-down shirt. And I can't get rained on with just that because it's like cotton.
It was just so funny. So, I'm like, I was like, oh, I guess I shouldn't be texting you about. I really like sent the screenshot, said, oh, that's weird. This is weird. And then just went on with my day. Because I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen. There's no clouds in the sky.
Well, it just goes to show how much I really wanted to work from home that day.
I know.
I'm like, I need to find a reason.
I know. You're going to, next
and
time
you provided me with a flash flood. So I'm like, oh my God, this is wonderful.
You're going to just try to find any reason to work from home. You're going to be like, oh, the Royals are in town. Or just like something else random that's probably not even true at this rate.
Well, and some of my coworkers are like, they forgot to feed their cat. So that they
okay.
Home. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, well, obviously
you should,
want
you should just
to die or anything.
But you should just tell them that you have a cat too. Like, oh, I gotta go feed the cat.
Yeah, yeah. I should just be like, my cat's lonely or something.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So speaking of the heat, it was, you know, quite hot this weekend, and most people in Seattle do not have an air conditioning unit, and
true.
Honestly, by now it's too late. I'm sure they're sold out because of this past weekend. And, you know, growing up here, didn't really need AC all that often, or actually, I mean, at all. Like, there was a few hot days, but it was, like, bearable.
Mm.
But, I mean, what, 2 years ago, we had the 115-degree day, and it was awful. Like, you and I both have air conditioning units, but in our current apartment, we can't use them because of how the window
is. Yeah, the window is open outwards.
Yeah.
So, there's nowhere to put your AC unit.
Yeah.
Unless you just put it on the ledge and hope it just sticks there.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. And so, you know, we're like, oh, okay, guess I can't use the AC. But
right.
Luckily in our house, we'll be able to have the right windows. But for now, we're an AC-less apartment.
We do have some fans.
We have fans blown 24/7. We actually bought a smart fan.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious. Set it up, and we can be like, Alexa, I'm not going to say it too loud because I don't want it to go off. Fan, or you can like be like oscillate or just level 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was pretty funny. So we had some good fun on Saturday setting that up. But all this to say that, you know, most places do not have air conditioning in Seattle or Washington, really. Now people kind of need it. Right now, 44% of the homes in Seattle are air-conditioned, but most homes do not come with AC. So now they are planning to require, well, they don't require air conditioning in new builds, but the Washington Building Code Council voted to require new apartments and homes to have a heat pump. The heat pump pulls hot air out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
During the cold months, it pulls hot air into the home. That requirement goes into effect in July. I don't know if we have that in our house or not.
I think so.
Okay, cool. But yeah, at least, you know, AC is becoming more and more needed in this area. So it's kind of interesting to see how they're kind of
It's more standard. It's
right.
More standard. Like, now they're like building codes, like you said, like you have to build some sort of way for people to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, climate change, it's coming and it's not stopping.
Yeah, I think they're heating up.
Yeah,
but
so.
Yeah, this one's kind of a downer, but the whole reason that we came up with this topic is because I was driving home.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I was in South Lake Union and I accidentally hit a bunny. I feel terrible, but
I had a bad dream about that later too.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. So you hit a bunny, and I think
you
this.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a dream
that you were the bunny.
I was the bunny, hopping
God.
Around, enjoying life, and then here comes Mary swerving around a corner.
Let me just tell you, I have asked Brian what his dreams were for years now, and he's never remembered a single dream in his life. Until this one.
That was a very vivid dream.
I
was just a bunny, you know, and then some tires came rolling towards me.
I'm sorry that you had that nightmare, but I was not going to swerve out of the way into traffic and oncoming traffic.
I'm glad.
So, I mean, that was not an option. It came out of nowhere, and I knew it instantly happened, and I could feel the bump.
I didn't even know it. You had to tell me, so I was
probably shoot. Yeah, you're probably, like, on your phone or
something. I'm like, there's so many potholes in the city, who knows?
Yeah, all this to say, we were thinking about how, you know, maybe in the future our, you know, grandkids or great-grandkids, they might not know what a bunny is because bunnies could be extinct by then. And then we're thinking, what animals have there been that have been extinct, like, in more recent years, like the last 50 years? Because, you know,
right, that
I'm not aware.
Parents or grandparents might have been alive to witness, and we wouldn't have.
Yes. So we're going to go through five. This is just such a random topic, but five animals that have gone extinct in the past 50 years. So the first one is the Baiji River dolphin. It has yet to be declared actually extinct, but for all intents and purposes, it is gone. It was a species of freshwater river dolphin native only to a river in China. It's been functionally extinct since at least 2006, when a scientific population survey turned up no survivors. There was 6,000 of them in the 1950s. So honestly, it went away fast.
Yeah.
Within, what was it, 2006? So about 50 years. That's kind of crazy. They were fairly large. They were 7.5 to 9 feet long and weighed up to 500 pounds. The lifespan was 24 years, and they could swim at speeds up to 37 miles an hour. They look like a normal dolphin to me, but the mouth is like a little, like, more of a snout.
Yeah. It's interesting to see a dolphin in the freshwater, too.
I mean, we
won't be able to see it, but
yeah,
other people were able to see a dolphin in freshwater.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So up next, we have the Western Black Rhinoceros. And it was declared extinct in 2011, and basically it roamed throughout all the savannas of sub-Saharan Africa, and basically hunting and poaching is the reason for the, you know, the population decline throughout the 20th century. What's interesting is the species, you know, they originally had like over a million individual rhinoceroses. Rhinos, I don't know.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the century, and now there's zero. So a million to zero, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, species that has existed for the last 7 to 8 million years, too.
Wow.
So that's kind of tragic.
It looks like a normal rhino to
me. Yeah, it looks like a normal rhino. I think it's just, like, it has black skin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the Western Black Rhino.
Next up is the Pyrenean Ibex. It kind of looks like a goat, kind of.
Yep.
Really, really big horns, I have to say. Like, it'd be hard to hold up the neck. That's what it seems like to me. But it was a species of Ibex native to the Iberian Peninsula in Europe, and it went extinct in 2000. The species had been quite common in southern Europe up until the 19th century. And then the causes of extinction are thought to be overhunting and the loss of habitat to livestock. It's also possible that diseases were introduced by domesticated animals, which, yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that for most land animals, it's going to be hunting and basically their homes being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have the golden toad. And I have to say, in this picture, it looks kind of orange, unless I'm colorblind.
Yeah, I've
But, you know, names can be misleading sometimes.
It was said it was sort of golden colored.
Yes.
And it was native to Costa Rica.
Okay, yeah. Native to Costa Rica. It was only discovered in 1966. So it's we don't know how long it's been existing for, but it's been declared extinct in 2004. So,
well, after a few decades of no sightings.
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
So it might have just been discovered and went extinct a little bit earlier too.
Yeah.
So, so basically, the golden toad's lifespan is at least 12 years long, and, you know, who knows? Maybe they're out hiding somewhere. But as of right now, there are no more golden toads.
Okay, and then last but not least, the Javan tiger. It was a subspecies of tiger that was found only on the island of Java in Indonesia, and it's thought to have gone extinct in the middle of the night in 1979, largely as the result of conflict with people hunting, poisoning due to threats of livestock and decreased prey and deforestation. looks like a pretty, looks like a normal tiger to me, but I guess it was only found on this one island. So.
Yeah, yeah. Very unique to that island.
So I know, very random topic to just throw in there, but it was prevalent, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many cool animals that people will never be able to experience because they're extinct.
Or people will run over them in their car.
Yeah, well, I'm sure bunnies will be around for a while.
Who knows? But
who knows? Who knows, Mary?
Yep. Okay, go ahead with the last topic.
So we've been going on the trend of, like, AI recently and, like, what AI can do. And here's an article, and basically AI was used to publish a children's book, and in a weekend, so very fast. And then the artists are not happy about it whatsoever. So this guy, Amir Rashi, was playing around with ChatGPT, of course, which is the AI-powered chatbot from the company OpenAI. And he basically tasked it to, he was messing around with it, used it to make simple children's books to give his friends. And a couple days later, he published a 12-page picture book, printed it, and sold it on Amazon without ever picking up a pen or paper.
Wow.
So basically, this feat was published, the book was published, and in a viral Twitter thread, you know, it just shows, you know, how far AI has come, you know, in the last, you know, really just a couple weeks, at least to the public knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, this has been worked on for the last forever.
Mm-hmm. And then he used a text-to-image AI tool he works at a place called Midjourney, which is a text-to-image AI tool that launched in 2022. And so he obviously knew about the capabilities mm-hmm. of the art, just coupled it with ChatGPT, put it on Amazon. You can just have printed on-demand books, like authors can do that. Mm-hmm. So literally, you just set it up on Amazon, and they will just print the book as the orders come in. So really, you don't need anything. It's crazy. So yeah, it'll be... What if you read like an entire, like, 300-page book and you didn't know it was just AI? It was like, wow, this is really well-developed characters, and this author.
I wouldn't mind if it's entertainment. If it's supposed to be informative, then you'd have to be, you know, double-checking your facts.
Yeah.
If you're just getting entertainment out of it, then that's okay. But Midjourney, which was where he apparently works, it's interesting because I've heard of that as well. And basically, you just say, like a boy throwing a ball in a blue field, and it'll generate... you know, like an artificial image or like a fake image of, you know, a kid throwing a ball in a blue field. So you basically give it like a description of something, and it will just produce an image. So along with the story that, you know, ChatGPT wrote, the Midjourney web tool produced pictures, and he just put them together, I guess. And then, like you said, he just, you know, sold it on Amazon. And,
I'm just looking at the cover, and he does have his name on there. Alice and Sparkle by whatever his name is.
I mean, that's very neat. It's very neat.
I guess, but, like, I don't know. It just feels like it might be a little bit of a, you know, ripoff.
It's
and also, that's not great for authors.
Yeah, well...
Children's authors, specifically.
That's true, yeah. I mean, technology does replace a lot of jobs, and...
I don't think authors are going to be replaced.
I mean, I think, you know, most of the time it's going to be, you know, people using this technology as tools. It's not like them being completely replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe their life will be easier. So they'll just generate like 10 or 20 different stories, and they'll proofread them all and then submit one or something like that.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I can totally see more people doing this.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it in a weekend, you have it right. I mean, it shouldn't really take that long at all. Just have it AI write the book. You have it draw the pictures. You put in Amazon's thing and you sell it. And it's free for the author to do this on-demand thing. Like, Amazon takes a cut mm-hmm. of all the sales. But, I mean, specifically for children's books, if it's this easy and the books are not very long or, you know, complex,
right,
then it could potentially be publishing way, way, way more children's books than ever before and just be overcrowded in the space.
Right, right, right. It'll be very difficult to distinguish who's a yeah. real author and who's, you know.
They should probably disclose that just so people know, you know.
Yeah, I think there probably will be, you know, later in, you know, society, some sort of regulation that says this was artificially generated or something like that. Like yeah. how we consume our food. It's like, oh, yeah, this is organic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just an interesting story. I mean, definitely people are going to do this as a side hustle, though. I feel
like there's so many different side hustles nowadays that can be extremely made easier with, you know, the machine learning tools out there nowadays.
Right. I mean, even just like people with Amazon reviews.
Right. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Someone was just.
Just reviewing every single thing.
Yeah.
But they weren't proofreading it. So it was like, as an AI chatbot, I can't.
I don't know anything about
it. I don't
this.
Have feelings.
Yeah.
I don't have the feelings about this hula hoop, like whatever it is.
Right.
But yeah, that's all we have for this week. And again, thanks for listening the last 5 years. It's really so crazy. We are not going to be doing this weekly moving forward. We'll just be doing it more randomly.
Right.
But don't worry, it won't go for too long. We'll have plenty of updates, probably more updates on our lives, because it will be more than a week.
Right.
But yeah, hope everyone has a good rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.